This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if it did, I never ever traded him. Know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube and view it for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
It says, do not eat.
What a start to the show. Tremendous. You're a grown person. I don't think you have to eat it.
I don't know what it is.
Then don't. Then don't.
No.
You're not a toddler.
Me.
What? Don't look at me. I didn't look
you
to...
You kicked the tires on anything edible.
Dude, you were about to chew a foreign object.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, dude.
I said, what is it?
Well, what is it?
I don't know.
It looks like drugs.
That's what I said!
It does look like drugs.
Some high as a kite, Yogi.
Nah.
Oh, hello!
Hey.
Morning.
What's the special occasion?
She was definitely...
Don't worry about it.
Nah, she was definitely training somebody today. Were you training today?
Yeah.
I saw your little tank top out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, it is 9:40. What is she doing here in the parking lot?
Actually, it was 9:20 something.
What time did you get here today?
9:20 something.
Oh, okay.
So what time were you supposed to be here? 9?
Right now.
No, you weren't, dude.
Guys, it was a special occasion. I'm here.
Not sure.
That's what matters.
Not See? Sure.
Wait, but how does she still walk in at like 10:04?
I don't understand that. Like, she was here way before
me. I was busy.
What were you doing?
Don't worry about it.
All right. That's how Washington got, you know?
Secretive.
Yeah. I asked too many questions.
Love a good mahi.
Oh, dude, are you telling me? Wow.
I love,
love a good mahi. Can I tell you, Marcos made my morning today.
Tell me why.
That's Marcos right. made
That's
my
right.
morning
showed
He showed up?
Well, yeah. there's okay. that.
Hey, no.
There is that.
Oh, you too.
There is that.
Very interesting. Okay.
Snippy dude, right?
Spirit Leroy and Leroy hey. Coming in hot.
Can you turn on the light that doesn't make it seem like you're in witness protection?
Yeah, what do you
I got to? He's doing stuff here.
What
I don't want a
nocturnal
build
frog.
The light up
like, what's
here?
The deal there?
That's my vibe, not yours.
Yeah, that's fair.
But he made my morning today. You want to know why?
Why?
Because he sent me a reel, an Instagram reel from Legends of Dade, which is like a Marlins vintage account. And he just says, they don't make him like Alex Gonzalez anymore, dude. And I was like, you know what? They don't. And he proceeded to send me a highlight reel, 45 seconds of Alex Gonzalez turning double plays over his Marlins career. And I was in a better mood, even though I was salty at the traffic. I'm like, you know what? I'm here at a standstill.
What was going on the turnpike. With traffic?
Don't know. But I got
it's like some sort of
on 826.
There's something, yes.
There's always something down here. Is there something going on in Miami traffic or South Florida traffic is like, come on, you know that there is.
But and I don't want to seem insensitive, but on the 826, nobody drives fast enough to do real damage. It's always bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like, wow.
Neither here nor there, but yeah. He made my morning because, dude, I watched 45 seconds while standing still in traffic of Alex Gonzalez turning double plays, and wow, they don't make him like Alex Gonzalez anymore, dude. I'm telling you right now, they do not make him like Alex Gonzalez.
Pretty good highlights.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good highlights.
Told you. See, yeah. You mocked me about this early 2000s vintage Marlins stuff.
No, but he's good, though.
He was good.
He's good.
He was good.
I don't need to hear about Michael.
He was, dude, do you want to know? No, okay, don't do that. Okay, it's the same. Okay, greatest defensive infield of all time.
Okay.
And second of all, he was so good at defense, Alex Gonzalez, you forgave him hitting 220 his entire career. It did not matter. He could strike out a gazillion times. He was right there in that A slot, which is not built for everybody, Leroy. Not in this day of DH. Like, right before a pitcher. And I'm telling you, they just don't make him like Alex Gonzalez anymore. That good defensively. It was like an art. A dance. Him and Luis Castillo turning double plays. Mwah. Anyway, it made my morning.
Yeah.
You want to know what made my night? The Cats.
Ooh.
Oh, the Cats, dude.
I got to tell you. 7 penalty kills. That's unheard of.
Yeah. 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 And it feels good doing it.
We got a lot of Barky. He decided.
Dude, this Alexander Barkov, what a marvel, right? This Alexander Barkov, what a friggin' marvel this guy is. Because let me tell you something about Alexander Barkov. He will pull out some wizardry with that hockey stick whenever it feels like he wants to. And it's almost like he probably could do it more. People talk about, oh, McJesus, oh, Connor McDavid this. But I got to tell you, Alexander Barkov will just leave my jaw on the floor with some of the stuff he does on ice from time to time. And I feel like he could do it more if he wanted to, but he's like, too much, too flashy.
Too flashy.
I'll know when to bust it out. And when it was to bust it out was a game against our rival on an 8-game win streak coming into our barn, but we showed them who makes hay. Barky.
You had to do it.
What?
You had to do it.
What do you mean?
We almost had it.
I don't understand.
Listen, everything was going great, and then you put the Tobin touch on it and ruined it.
I don't understand what I ruined.
2-1 filthy. Who makes the hay?
Yeah. Well, you're not going to say the Lightning make hay.
2-1 filthy.
Yeah, it was a 2-1 filthy. Let's hear that Barkov call last night. Here was Doug Plagans on the call last night on 790 The Tick Cat.
He just continues. Out to the
Reinhardt rolls it back behind the net. Gensel cuts it off, and then Moser takes over for Tampa Bay. His pass is intercepted by Barkov. Nifty move. He'll get a shot away. He scores! Barkov upstairs. Pass Vasilevsky, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead with 10:58 to go in the second. What a snapshot that was from Barkov, and what an individual effort after he held his own.
A real now, piss whistle, dude.
As good as Barkov was.
Mm-hmm.
Bob was better.
Dude.
They were lighting his butt up at the end of that game.
Focus.
Let us not forget. Dude, if I see another breakaway.
A shorty? Dude, that stop on the shorty. I thought about you that entire time, which was about 10 seconds. But I thought about you that entire time, and I was like, man, Leroy must have been losing his mind. Because I was at the Heat game. I didn't get to watch the game live. And your game was way better if you guys watched the Panthers game than the Heat game, to be honest with you. Although I did get a lot of Pelle Larsson. We'll get into that. But that breakaway on the shorty, I'm like, man, if they would have scored there, Leroy would have broken his television.
It's.
But who was there? Bob. Sergei Bobrovsky. Here's Barkov's second goal. Made it 2-0, Froggy.
Out to the far point, it's Ekblad. Ekblad across far side, worked out front. Barkov shot, he scores! He was set up by Samuskevich. Barkov, a power play goal! That's two in the game, and the Panthers have a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. Panthers go on to win. You got the final score last night from the Plagans? That's when the game ends. We talked about this.
Yes. And I have it right here.
Kucherov to the corner, 6 seconds. Pass out front from point. It's loose. Radish, Hedman, shot off the goalpost. It's loose. Where is it? Through the blue paint. It goes wide. And the Panthers win it 2-1. A 2-1 win for the Panthers. They've won four straight. They hold Tampa Bay's win streak at 8 games. And the Panthers fight off a late flurry, and they win it by a goal. 2-1 the final.
Do you want to know how good it feels to beat that? That team used to kill the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Ruin the Panthers. And now, guess what, dude? Ain't so fun when Rabbit's got the gun, huh? It has turned around. It has turned around, dude.
Relentless.
What are you talking about, man?
You come on.
Summer fun. It's terrible.
I think Leroy's over today, and we haven't even gotten past the
first one. That was worse than Marcus's Godfather. That's not good. Very quiet.
Okay, see, that's not
I'm hunting rabbits. Oh, okay. I can't do the laugh.
Oh my goodness.
Did I lose it?
Stop it.
Hey, Doc, what you cooking? Cooking rabbits. Rabbit. Not worse. When he gets in that cauldron. And the guy starts putting vegetables in there. Meanwhile, he thinks he's in a hot tub.
Classic bit. Headlines are brought to you by Dural Kia. Dural Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Dural Kia. Speaking of a guy whose name kind of sounds like Kia, Nico Mikkola. After the game, he says, this is just like the cats. This is just how they like it.
Yeah, it was 2-1 filthy. That's how we like it. And tight game, what we expected. And it was good to play against the Eastern team. And like, it was a bit more faster pace. And it was fun.
Yeah.
Someone else used it.
2-1 filthy, but in a Finnish accent, dude. 2-1
filthy.
Oh, yeah.
Did that give you gooses?
2-1 filthy. Just like we like it. Oh, yeah, we're feeling filthy, all right.
Ew, now I feel like I need a shower.
Hey, we're getting filthy on this show right now because the Lightning, they don't like it filthy. The cats like it filthy.
Yeah, it was 2-1 filthy. That's how we like it. And
2-1 filthy.
It is how you like it.
I'm out. Bye.
That was bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you thought you were going to go on the power play? A little PK penalty kill. 2-1 filthy.
Wow. 2-1 filthy.
Last night, Latin Heritage Night. Vamos gatos.
2-1 filthy.
Caliente.
How do you say filthy in Spanish?
2-1 filthy.
You got to say there's something about a 2-1 filthy, though, in that accent. Like, it just makes it filthier, right?
Yeah, it was 2-1 filthy. That's how we like it. And
that is how you like it. Mm-hmm. 50
I'm trying to find the perfect word for this, but okay. No! Asqueroso. I don't know. Stop it, please. I'm uncomfortable. And it's
asqueroso?
Asqueroso.
Lightning came into the barn last night, and guess what? Whipped him 50 shades of cats, dude.
What is wrong with you guys?
2-1 filthy.
I haven't heard 2-1 filthy.
What?
Yeah.
Stop!
Oh, look at Barkov over there. Look at his moves. Does whatever he wants with that stick. And then let's go. Right between the pipes.
2-1 filthy.
2-1 filthy.
Kind of sounds like Bernard Langer. Not, I'm talking about Nikola.
Oh. That's what, is that a golfer?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's German. And I don't know
how far apart they are. But it does, you know, I don't know what the rules are.
I give you credit for knowing that that was a golfer.
I just figured, like, you know, it'd be like him asking me, is that a fighter? Like, I don't know.
Well, I can tell if it's a fighter. Name I can't pronounce. He's either a hockey player or a fighter.
What's the problem, like?
Well, here's the deal. If he's a hockey player, then you won't be able to pronounce the name. If he's a fighter, oh, you're going to be on point.
That's right.
So that's how I'll know.
Al Macko says this segment is brought to you by Blue Chew.
Honestly.
What's the matter, Lightning? Can't score in the power play? Looks like you might want to use the promo code SHOWPONY. Free month off for Blue Line Chew.
Who recorded that drop? It's so disturbing.
It's so good.
Dude. Wayne, it's not even 10:30.
What is going
on? It's not even 10:30.
What do you mean?
You got all of us smoking cigarettes.
You made me uncomfortable talking about the Panthers.
Yes, smoking a cigarette sitting in the corner.
Panthers got me Hornquist last night, dude.
Yeah. You see that goal by Barkov? At that point.
Out to the far point, it's Ekblad. Ekblad across far side, worked out front. Barkov shot, he scores! He was set up by Samuskevich. Barkov, a power play goal! That's two in the game, and the Panthers have a 2-0 lead.
2-1 filthy.
2-1 filthy.
When Barky gets going like that, he's not Alexander anymore. And that's Sasha. Ow. Sasha. Ow.
My ears feel so uncomfortable.
Why is the nickname for Alexander Sasha?
It's a common Russian slang term for Alexander.
Strange, right? But yeah, they do it all the time.
Could at least two letters touch?
I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't say that after the segment.
It's like Richard and Dick.
Huh?
It's like Richard and Dick.
Oh, my brother hated that. Oh, you know how many fights my brother got into?
Mm-hmm.
Richard.
I'm going to fight you.
You ready for 3.5 more hours?
No.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not unless you got some cigarettes. Like, just sit in the... Just sit in the corner.
You should turn off the lights or something. Make it, seem more appropriate here.
I mean, if you insist.
Okay.
Light a candle.
Anything to be in the dark, J. Fake.
Yeah.
Anything to be
there
in the dark.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hold on. We still got the very blinding light in here with the curtains.
Wait.
That window.
You know what's crazy?
It's the window.
We turn, the off the lights.
It's the window.
It's brighter.
And J. Fake's the only one that glows.
No. Look, I'm going to go on his camera.
It followed you.
Can I hear Nico Mikola again just say the term 2-1 filthy?
Yeah, it was 2-1 filthy. That's how we like it. And,
that is how you like it.
I'm telling you, if he pulled filthy. Up Bernard Langer, they sounded identical.
Okay,
I'm good at it.
Are you sure he's not Finnish, Bernard Langer?
No, he's German.
Okay.
Yeah, his career is finished, washed.
You what? Go.
Bernard.
Dude, he
doesn't have the stroke
he
anymore.
He has more wins than anybody.
Minus one.
Dude, South says that sounds like Marcus's bullfrog minus mating one. Call more than a cat.
Wow.
Kind of does sound like the Cuban tree frog at night.
You come at Bob shorthanded,
what
Lightning.
What was that noise? Was that what? Someone's stomach this early?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Maybe yours.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't mine.
You come at Bob shorthanded, Lightning.
I'm already thinking about food, and Marcos can't eat.
Over here. I know, right?
Marcos
know.
Can't eat? What do you mean?
No.
You guys can have these conversations off the air. We're still doing Panther sexy time.
I don't want to.
I'm not eating nothing, because you know what I'm getting ready for.
Human Magoo's?
No.
Papa John's?
No.
I don't know.
It's Mardi Gras.
Oh. So you're going to...
Shuck and dive, yeah.
Yeah.
Get some oysters.
I think you'll be fine.
Huh?
You have time from now.
No.
Last night?
When I get... Look, when I'm on my way, I say, Fonz.
Get the table ready?
No. Get the table ready.
Oof. Perhaps you guys could talk about your lunch plans after this.
We don't want to hear this anymore.
Wait, you've been doing a bit for 25 minutes.
You're trying to.
Let it go.
This is literally just common talk you guys could have by yourselves after we get off the air.
We're trying to...
It's your dinner plans.
Wait, we're trying to move on from sexy...
No, we're not trying to move on.
Who is we?
Panthers Nation, because we got filthy last night.
2-1 filthy.
Just listen to Nico Mikola.
Yeah, it was 2-1 filthy. That's how we like it. And
it is how he likes it. Go Cats.
2-1 filthy.
Back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Holman and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
My back is hurting. I need a big one to walk on it.
Oof. You're trying to get all your bullets out before? Now you're just fat shaming just anonymous people?
No! Hey, listen.
Just the idea of someone.
He said that and before I was going to offer him, maybe I walk on him, but never mind.
Here's what I'm going to say.
You might want to wait till tomorrow till he's banned by God.
I think I'm going to be nice all of Lent. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to fat shame. Right? I'm going to refrain from public stories.
What?
Yes.
No, we can't live without that.
I think.
They usually result in
for
shame.
Lent, I think instead of giving something up, I'm going to choose to be a better person.
No shot.
That's because I do a show with you, jackass.
Okay, so I'm to blame for your covenant with God.
Yes! Yes!
Well,
dude, I'm married and nobody makes me as mad as you.
Thank you.
That's an honor. It really is an honor.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
What?
I'm just thinking. As long as we've been doing the show, the moments that I've been the most annoyed.
Right. But just to be clear.
And every time I think of a story, you are involved.
Just to be clear, though, no backsies on the no fat shaming. This whole vague window of I'm going to be a better person. You're sticking to the no fat shaming. That is your
I'm
one task.
I'm not going
to
fat shame.
Don't like make it a vast task. Right now, you're not fat shaming. That's what you're going to do.
Wait, here's what's going to happen. We're going to be at the Hard Rock or something.
And you're going to be biting your tongue in the corner.
Somebody's going to walk by, right? And you're going to look at me.
Right. And we're all just going to laugh.
Yeah. I'm going to test your will against God.
Yeah. No, I'm going to do it.
I hope they just put like us I hope they put us I at one point.
I've given up meat. I've given up sweets.
Tell them to put us by the Hard Rock pool before this Buckets and Bets. So I can see some Christmas hams walk by. And Leroy being,
hey, we in Florida. Let me tell you something.
He's going to be bleeding from the inside.
I'm going to just say this. The people that are willing to wear a thong anywhere, right?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not. I'm just saying.
I'm not willing.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
Sometimes it requires, you know.
You have no shot to make 40 days.
I do.
No.
I do.
No.
I do. Do you like to put some on it?
No, I don't have to. You have already. This is the thing. You want extra incentive to be able to do it. I just want you to be able to do it with your bet with God. If I have to put money on it, of course, as a competitor, you're going to be more incentivized to do it. I am going to simply sit back here, see if you can be a better person during Lent when it comes to fat shaming, which I know you can't.
Yes, I can!
And that's it. If I have to put $100 on it, I know you're going to be more willful to do it to go get a reward. There is no reward here. Your reward is you get to Easter, as you say, maybe as a better person. We'll see. I doubt it. I will be keeping tabs with Big Spoon.
I doubt it.
No, I highly doubt it. Yeah,
for sure. I highly doubt it.
Yeah. I'm going to start wearing tighter shirts around you, Leroy.
No!
I'm a thirst trap.
What are you doing?
Look,
I'm a thirst trap.
I'm inner Miami merch.
Why are you becoming up here like the reverse of a strip club?
I'm just going to have soccer jersey after soccer jersey.
Tank tops. Like,
it's going to be great.
Like extra small.
We'll get to
medium. He's going to come in here wearing medium clothes.
We'll get to more of our Road to Repeat, which is brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. It's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
I actually got two, which I probably need because I'm on very little sleep right now. But Leroy got me a Playa vibe, too. So ooh. I'm very excited. This actually makes me want to party, though. I'm not going to lie. That flavor is amazing, but it does make me want to get drinky poos. Cats win last night 2-1. We're going to talk to Jameson Olive from Panthers.com. We'll talk a little cat because you guys got very mad at me yesterday that I was going with hockey chicanery, that I was breaking rules and that I don't take Matthew Tkachuk's injury seriously. We'll talk to a man who's boots on the ground for everything Panthers and get what he has to say on the Matthew Tkachuk injury situation. Seth Jones. We'll see.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll see.
Wink.
We'll see.
I think they're here. Think of it this way. I don't think there's any player that they would rather have other than Matthew Tkachuk.
That's fair.
So, the fact that they're willing to sit him down for a substantial amount of time, regardless of what the benefits of it are, would indicate to me that this is a serious thing.
Perhaps. I'm not saying it's not serious, but I said there's a fine line between serious and severe. And I don't think it's severe. Severe, when you say severe.
You've never had an injury.
I have
that. I'm telling you, from somebody who has tweaked a groin, it is the single-handed worst thing you could have if you use your core for anything.
Never stubbed his pinky toe.
Dude, all right.
No chance for 40 days, dude. No shot.
Huh?
You got no shot. You got no shot.
No, I do. I'm not going to do it.
Mm-mm. Are you going to yell at Tobin during this time?
Here's the problem. The problem is I'm going to be in a lot of public situations.
Yes.
In the next upcoming weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's going to be a test.
That's right.
I'm not going to be.
It is going to be a test.
I love how you're looking at this as if like you're about to enter some sort of action movie. Or,
oh, I am.
Or,
I don't like, know. You think about me. We'll just be walking and I'll comment. That's what I do.
By the way, just so we're clear on the rules, you can't skate on being like, let's say.
I can't use a Tobin and
you. No, I'm not going to let you finagle. Like, let's say a Chubbs.
You finagle?
Let's say a Chubbs McGee walks by and he's definitely wearing a shirt that's a schmedium. He should be wearing something a little bit bigger. You can't just say, you thought that shirt was a good choice? Because that counts.
For sure. Wait, for sure.
That counts.
Wait, no matter how right you are.
Is it fat shaming if I say the shirt's too small?
Yes.
Yes.
No, it's not.
But even if you say even if the shirt, even if you don't even mention the size, you just mention the apparel. We know what you mean. I'm putting the ground rules out right now. I talked to the big man upstairs.
So, I can't.
What if I'm running in the hallway? You can't say anything either.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be a better person.
But that's not fat shaming.
But you're shaming.
But you gotta be a better person. You're trying to be a better person, Leroy.
No, you guys are making the two vast. Forget the better person nonsense. Yeah. He's never gonna do that.
He has even less faith in that.
I feel like
we're just trying to.
Leroy's not a bad person.
No, he's not a bad person. He's not a bad person. He's not a bad person, but he is who he is at this point. No. Task at hand. Okay. We're trying to just do one thing and one thing only is to stop getting him to fat shame people and see if by the time he gets to Easter, he is a better person and he will stop doing that. But I'm laying some ground rules, and that is no finagling by just commenting on wardrobe, because that's usually your exit ramp into getting into the fat shaming. So,
why can't I pull a Tobin?
Because it's Lent.
Because it's Lent.
No, but I'm saying.
You're trying to finagle with the Lord.
Stop trying to find ways out.
I'm just saying, you are creative with how you say things.
Mm-hmm.
So that means don't get creative.
So that means I can't call the thickum slim. Because that would be.
Yeah, no ironic names.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's just not going to talk.
Hey, listen, I give credit. This guy fat shamed in so many ways.
Yeah, he's got a lot of pitches. He's got a lot of pitches. I basically have to go through here. I'm like, this guy's got all. He's like the Greg Maddox of fat shaming.
He's about to choke on his coffee.
Good.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
Last night I felt really bad for somebody at Heat Wizards. We'll tell you about that next 15 minutes of Heat. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to 15 minutes of Heat here for you. Brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, Hollywood Kia. .com. Miami Heat last night get a win over the Washington Wizards 106-90, and this was a night that was celebrated by one Bam Adebayo, who becomes the Miami Heat all-time leader in double-doubles.
Yeah!
Let's go! Still cheating at Domino's.
Yes.
But now that I got a record holder.
Wow.
You're on my list, Bam. Yeah.
Congratulations.
You are on my list.
The Hard Rock.
Never doubted you, dude. Never, ever.
Nah, you know what?
Appreciate you.
Stop
Thanks
it right now because
me,
you
man.
Put him
Always
in a washing Bam. Machine.
No, we have no, the no. same, like, thought process with Bam. Because I've always said I looked at Bam early in his career as being like a Siakam kind of guy. A guy that can play the wing on with length. Shoot a three every now and then, back you down, a whole lot of things. But he was doing dribble handoffs for half of his career.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to see that his game has expanded, made a couple of threes. Like, yeah, it's been fun to watch. It's one of those guys, comes into your organization, plays for your city, that you like watching that progression to hear. Also,
mm-hmm.
Not many guys have played that position as long as he has.
Yeah, and also, you know, is going up against guys way bigger than him,
too. Right, which like, is right.
You know, like, he's a strong guy, but, like, this is a guy who's...
What, did he get 15 last night? 15 rebounds? Yeah,
and he took over that second quarter where he was just like, you know what, record time. And it was Goosey's because Ronnie Cicely was on he was not only in the building, but he was on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Like, you see him coming there. And let me tell you something, this Ronnie Cicely. Handsome dude.
Really?
J-Fig.
In person?
Handsome.
Hold on.
Still.
The spin doctor?
The spin doctor. What is he? How old is the spin doctor at this point?
He's got to be...
I don't know, but he's old my age? Every clue.
59.
Yeah.
Dude, for 59... Handsome.
All right, hold
really?
On.
Handsome, dude.
I'm seeing some
great shape.
His last year was 94.
I'm telling you, dude. Okay. So he walks into that booth.
Wow.
He walks into that booth, and he's sitting down with the OG, Eric Reed, who put a lot, you know, he's done such a great job
of getting these two together.
Getting these two together, right. Telling the story of the history. He's been there to see it all. So you give it up to Eric Reed for all of that. But as he's in the booth, Bam just starts going ham on the boards and just gets like, just starts gobbling them up. And then he comes out for a brief moment there in the second quarter. Cycli's still there. He's got his daughter there watching the game with him. And then like he comes back in with like a minute 30 left, gets two more. Boom, has the record. And so Cycli was on the board. I still haven't heard it though. I haven't heard his call of what it's like. We got to get that for you guys.
What the hell?
I haven't gotten to hear what Cycli's. I haven't gotten to hear what Cycli's reaction was on the air because I was on the air with Jackson Amy. I was there sitting in the booth, so I don't even know what the hell what it was all going on. But it was all happening like 4 feet in front of me because the TV booth's in the same place.
How does he look better now than he did?
Right?
What's going on? That happens.
I don't know, dude.
He's 60 in like 2 months, though.
That's crazy, right?
That is crazy.
Handsome fella. Anyway, isn't
it kind of bad that Cycli still held the double-doubles record in 2020? It's a weird thing because nobody else had the amount of time to get there.
He also was just a ridiculous rebounder. Like
right.
last night he was
the OG like K-Love without the 3-point shot.
They last night were celebrating his anniversary, Leroy. 34 rebounds in a game. 34 rebounds. And we were talking last night and we're like, is anybody going to break that? Like, does anybody have a shot of breaking that in Heat history?
That dude's 60?
Yeah. Told you, dude. Ridiculous looking. And he's a DJ. Anyway, listen, you're still handsome.
He's been at it for quite some time.
You're still handsome.
True.
Yeah.
Even when I'm not fat shaming?
Oh, yeah.
Especially when
you're
special.
You look very, very handsome today, too.
Yeah.
Particularly.
All right.
But,
this is my last day.
Better watch out, hallway. Watch out. Here was Bam Adebayo yesterday talking about his career, reflecting on it a little bit, and here's what he had to say.
Man, it's been a blink. I was telling this story to somebody earlier. I was like, when I got here, Spo literally looked at me and was like, you know, you're supposed to be a development player. And I was like, dang, like, why'd you draft me then? Like, but going from that to, you know, now, it just speaks at the hard work, the support, and obviously God blessed me to play this long. You know, I haven't, knock on wood, you know, I haven't had no major things happen. So being able to go out there and really try to play every game and be able to, I'm just blessed to be in this situation.
Yeah, that's good. He walks in yesterday to the press conference and he's FaceTiming UD. UD's FaceTiming him about the record. And so that was really, really cool. Very nice moment yesterday for Bam Adebayo.
Even now, everybody that puts that Heat uniform on, they're not looking for approval from Spo. From Pat Riley.
That's his guy. Probably two seasons away from passing him, I would say.
For
the rebounding record.
Right.
He's like 900 away. So, like, that's...
Maybe you get a year.
Like, around 650, 700 is like a monster season for him. So,
anywhere from 8 to 10 rebounds a game.
Yeah, so I would say at his pace, he won't do it next year, but he'll do it the next year.
Okay.
Probably. Right. But I gotta tell you, can I tell
and
you?
He's not gonna even be 30.
I know.
That's
impressive.
And that's the thing that you have to realize this is, besides D-Wade, right? This is the next player to have this much of an impact for this long, right? To where he's playing every night. He's an important part, piece of what they're doing. Can we think of any other player that has played as D-Wade?
D-Wade.
Right. Yeah.
He's like, you know, Tommy made this point last night, though. This is cool because he's like fourth, third, second in a lot of stuff right now. But this was the first thing that he's first in.
Right.
So that's a very cool thing for him. I got breaking news. Oof.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Shams Charania, breaking news. Dallas Mavericks all-star Kyrie Irving has suffered a season-ending torn ACL.
Ooh.
Yep. I don't know if you guys saw last night, but
it was...
He landed. He drived in the lane, landed really nastily on his leg, and then shot the free throws with the torn ACL. Then was helped off the court.
Yikes!
But man, what a nightmare for them, Leroy.
That's okay though. They have a generational talent that they can rely upon now. That's
right,
it's going to be with them.
PJ Washington.
Torn ACL is basically a sprain right now. Well. Smithan.
A little bit more.
Let me educate.
Especially for Kyrie. How old is he?
Every sprain is a level of tear.
Well, that's what they diagnosed it as last night, too. Right. They said sprained knee.
Right.
That's why I was terrified.
So until he got the MRI.
Kalel, where?
Yeah, I was terrified last night because Kalel was out of the game because he had a sprained knee because Mitchell Robinson doesn't know how to stand on his own 2 feet.
Stupid.
But you couldn't write a worse season for the Dallas Mavericks right now.
Right.
It is crazy. You're telling me? So let me get this. Because he's really been, like, Kyrie, for all the stuff that he's had in the last couple of years, I kind of feel like
really good.
He's not only been really good, but I feel like he's been kind of the calming ambassador for like the Mavericks. Like everybody says for the Mavericks right now, hey, Nico Harrison, shut up. Just like Kyrie talk. And now he's gone. Mm-hmm. So disaster. Disaster for the Dallas Mavericks. Really, really bad. Wow. I felt bad last night, though, if we can get back to this game. I can't believe the Bucks did that to Chris Middleton. Let's be real about this. Ooh. I can't believe they sent him to Washington.
That's so wrong.
He
looks so miserable.
That's so wrong what they did to him. And I'm going to tell you something. I did pregame last night, and this is a bad job by me. I had no idea Marcus Smart was on the Wizards.
He got traded 2 years ago.
I had no idea he was on the Wizards.
He's a wizard?
He's a wizard.
I thought he was a Grizzly.
He was a Grizzly.
No green hair. The Grizzlies traded him to the Wizards and...
Who did they get? Who do they trade him for?
I don't know. It was one of them three-team deals or whatever.
Probably a Bogdanovich.
I had no idea that he was a Grizzly. I was like, Marcus Smart is... Look at these two guys. Like, you want to talk about
you
just...
You can tell Marcus Smart is how he feels about playing for the Wizards.
Oof.
He's looking a little thick.
He was traded to the Wizards in a multi-team deal. That's all it says on Wikipedia. But what multi-team deal? This was a couple of days ago.
Wizards. But it was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
No, it was this year. No, he was in the Grizzlies trade. He was in the Kristaps Porzingis trade.
Okay.
I think that's what you're thinking of.
Right.
But then he ended up back on. Now he's on Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa. Washington acquires Marcus Smart.
Oh, for Kuzma.
No, Kuzma was the, that's the Middleton trade.
Wow, no, this is just a bunch of nobodies, if you really
know. So this was part of the Kuzma trade?
No, this is, all right, so the Wizards got, this is a three-team trade for some reason. Colby Jones, Alex Len, Marcus Smart, and a first-round pick via the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies got Marvin Bagley, a couple picks, and Johnny Davis. And the Kings got Jake LaRavia.
Can you believe they gave? just if we can be honest here for a second.
Yeah.
Can you believe they gave Marcus Smart Defensive Player of the Year over Bam Adebayo that year? Oh my God, he's a wizard.
But I felt terrible for him.
I felt terrible for both.
I'm like, these are very prideful. Yeah, I feel worse for
Middleton. Middleton's on the back nine. So
he is on the back nine, but he deserves and a pro's pro, right? A pro's pro, just like Spo said about Alec Burks, pro's pro.
Right.
This Middleton, pro's pro. He shows up to work for the Wizards.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes $33 million, but we've seen it. Hey, listen, we've seen guys make more and not show up to work.
Look at that. Which, by the way, they won again.
Of course they did.
I hate them.
Can I just tell you, this Steve Kerr.
Oh, this
really
guy.
Just, what a phony.
I saw the episode. I finally got around to the documentary on Netflix about the Olympic. Oh, it's like the whole episode was dedicated to Steve Kerr. Like, I'm just sick of this guy.
I'm sick of him, too, because, you know, he did this whole thing. Boo-hoo. Oh, I'm going to miss you, Andrew Wiggins, one of my favorites. Oh, oh my God. Jim VP.
Okay.
Jim VP. Jim VP. He's like, oh, chemistry. Amazing.
Stupid.
This is the Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's like, I love this. It's like we're winning. I love to score 15.
Because he doesn't even have to.
15 points
deal.
A game. It's amazing.
Right.
They're so appreciative.
He can play the same. There's not as much pressure on him to be the guy there. So he can just do Jimmy stuff.
They got a big one tonight, though. Don't they play the Knicks tonight?
They do play the Knicks.
Maybe I'll peruse that. We'll see.
Could watch
reality TV, though. I mean, I've watched a lot of sports.
What's the best thing that can happen? You watch that game. What's the best thing that can happen?
That's true. Either the Knicks win or Jimmy Butler's 9-1. So I'm in hell either way. You know what? I'm watching Southern Charmed.
There you go.
I love Southern Charmed.
Oh, God.
You do?
Jesus.
I do.
It's okay.
In the beginning, it's hard to watch. But
you
want to
know why? Because they got that real old creep who marries the 19-year-old.
Oh my goodness!
And I'm just like,
I am so glad.
Huh?
How old is he?
He's like Ronnie Cicely's age, but he looks 60. He doesn't look like Ronnie Cicely. It would be less creepy if it was Ronnie Cicely because you're like, hey, that guy's handsome.
He's very cringe.
This guy is like old money Charleston, South Carolina, and he looks like a bag of donuts, but he's married to a 19-year-old, or is like shacking up with a 19-year-old, knocks her up. Real piece of work.
Like,
what's that?
I don't like the way he treats women either on this show.
Well, he got arrested, I think.
Yeah, he's off
Which
the show.
Which show is this?
Southern Charm.
That doesn't seem like he has a lot of Southern Charm in that one.
And somehow people say
so
he does.
You can say he looks like he got hit with a bag of noodles, but
No. I said he looks like a bag
he's
of donuts.
Not giving it up.
And I haven't given anything up. I haven't given anything up. You're the one who's sitting here, and you want to make yourself a better person, so don't worry about me.
Yeah.
If you want
to... But you're going to egg me on!
Doesn't matter! We didn't do Colette!
Wait a minute! You're...
This isn't the buddy system!
You're my friend.
You get through Lent now. You get through Lent.
You're like, oh, no.
That's a solo thing.
No, I'm going to show you this.
You're going to be like the little devil.
No, not. I won't. Maybe. Maybe.
Come on. Like, I'm familiar with your work. Like, what are you doing? Like, this is going to be the worst. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be the fact that I won't fat shame.
Yeah.
I can do that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the fact that you're going to keep throwing chum in the water.
Avoid the chum.
Don't swim.
Exactly. Great advice.
You don't like the water anyway, so I don't know why you're looking like that.
Ooh. She makes a point. You're boxed in.
I'm not boxing.
I'm not sure.
You've been boxed in.
This guy. You should be banned from hitting certain buttons because you're not here every day.
Take a break.
Primed.
Hour two is next.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.